This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BT and Sal back on the fan. I just saw something here. How about this? Interesting report, BT, and I want to just make sure before I go on the airwaves with it that it is legit.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, did you see this, Hoff? I have not seen this anywhere. The Red Zone Twitter account, who I usually follow and trust, it is a report from Jordan Renan about the Giants and their potential of getting a quarterback here. I'm going to read you the exact thing. This is, again, on Twitter, on, what did they just say? The Red Zone Twitter account that is just, it basically is an aggregator for NFL news.
Mm-hmm.
And this is according, I guess, to Jordan Renan of ESPN, the Giants are likely, quote, likely, the New York Giants are, quote, likely to trade for the first pick in the 2025 draft, according to Jordan Renan.
Better get it right.
Now, I don't know if this is, let's see, the Giants are the third pick right now, but Lord, Renan has been covering the Giants. Okay, this is the quote, I guess, that he had that they're taking it from. Speaking with evaluators throughout the league and sources with...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Knowledge of the quarterback market, there seemed to be an overwhelming consensus that Ward is the top option in an overall weak QB draft, Renan said, quoting a league source, saying the Giants' consistent scouting of Sanders was a smokescreen. Goes on to say this article here, New York will bring at least one veteran quarterback option no matter what they do in the draft coming up in April. But how about that? So the report from Renan that the Giants are likely to trade up to get the number one pick.
Well, they don't like Sanders, and they're desperate, and they're only two slots away from number one, so I wouldn't deem that reckless. Now, you better make sure that you get the right player if Cam Ward's a stiff, which I don't think he will be. If you're going to move up a few slots, you go to get Cam Ward, not Sanders. I would be impressed by that level of aggression by the Giants. You would still need somebody else to come in. Is it a Fields? Is it all the other names that we've recycled? It's going to be somebody. It's not just going to be him on week one.
Right, but that is less significant because if it is Cam Ward,
yeah,
it's Cam Ward. He's not going to start the season.
No, but I mean, no way.
For our purposes, like, yeah, okay, well, great. That's a filler. Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, they're fillers. until the real show begins when Cam Ward sets foot on the field, whenever that may be.
And then maybe it might be a Jimmy Garoppolo. It might be somebody that is just like, all right, whenever you're ready, shove you aside. So I don't know that you would shove Justin Fields aside as quickly as you would Jimmy G.
Right.
Just got to think of this out loud. The other thing that this could do.
That's why I think Fields, I would bet, we should do this week or maybe next week. Yeah, I guess this week ahead of free agency, like put the puzzle pieces together. I think Fields is going to the Jets.
I feel very strongly about that too. So that tells you a lot here. The Giants were all in on Stafford. They met the money. They met the draft match. They had a match there with the draft compensation and the trade. So they were all in. Now, were they played or did Stafford just have a change of heart? I don't know, but he stayed with them. But that was their plan A. The only thing I don't love about this, and I'm a Cam Ward believer, right, and I want no part of Sanders. I think Cam could be a stud. But if they were in on Stafford, can you really be that in on Ward enough to justify moving up to trade from when just 3 days ago you were hoping you were getting somebody else?
Okay, here's what, first of all, I said we both were in agreement that their best option would have been Stafford if you were available. I never thought that would be the case. He wasn't available, so move on to plan B. And I think that for me, my best scenario with the Giants would be Cam Ward. I said that yesterday on the air, so I'm feeling like that's the best option of all the not so good options available. This would be my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you in that it wasn't their first choice. Their first choice was Matthew Stafford. This is plan B. You know, similar to the Yankees, we've been talking a lot about the Yankees. Their first choice was bring back Soto. Right or wrong, they wanted to bring back Soto. They had to move on to plan B. This is the Giants' first choice was Stafford. Win now with a proven quarterback, maybe buy a little more time to get the next young guy. You probably have 2-3 years with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, definitely at least two. Yeah.
Now he's out of there. All the other options aren't very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a quarterback. So I do think there is an element to forcing it a little bit.
Yep.
Whereas, I hate to go back to it, but that's why I said take one last year because the quarterback crop was better. Would you rather have Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, or force the issue with Cam Ward? Now, time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet who's going to be better out of those guys. I would have gone with last year. They're waiting for this year. They're going to have to trade up to get the number one pick, and then they're going to have to draft and develop Cam Ward and hope that he's the guy.
I like the I remember watching Michael Penix play at Indiana.
Yeah,
I mean, so
right.
I've watched him play for a couple years. I've always liked Penix. I think he can be really good. I liked McCarthy. I didn't really have much of a feel for Bo Nix, so he wasn't a name that excited me. But if I was to look at those three names that you just threw at me and then mix Cam Ward in there, Cam Ward would be closer to the top for me than he would be the bottom. Not a home run. Close. It's an interesting recalibration here by the Giants, and it could be a fairly aggressive one. You know, what else could happen here? And it would be maybe certainly an unintended consequence that could benefit or make the Jets' life even tougher.
Right.
If the Giants scoot up to one and they get Cam Ward, I think there's a chance that Sanders starts dropping and dropping and dropping. And if he drops to number 7, if the Jets decide to stand pat, they're going to be faced with a very tough decision because they too need a quarterback. I don't believe that they really like Shedeur Sanders that much. I don't like Shedeur Sanders that much. But if a quarterback drops to 7, you might be inclined to take him.
Thinking out loud here without any expertise of this, obviously, I'm not a draft expert. I don't have the information. I just use some common sense sometimes, and a lot of times it works out. Is there a chance that Jackson Dart gets drafted ahead of Shedeur Sanders?
I don't think it's completely nuts.
Because
I really don't.
Because I'm starting to feel that based on the last couple of weeks where Dart is moving up the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And all you're hearing about Shedeur is, and not negative stuff about him, but just the teams don't love him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, could be totally false. Maybe Cleveland takes Shedeur Sanders. Who the hell knows? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Could you see a scenario?
I could.
Yeah.
I could.
Which is insane, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's what's going to happen. Like, let's for a moment operate. We wake up 2 days, 4 days, 1 week, 10 days, Giants trade first, Tennessee, Cam's the guy.
Yep.
Now you got to factor in, what are the Raiders thinking? Now, how much more desperate are the Raiders? They wanted Stafford. Like the Giants.
Raiders are at six.
Raiders are at six for sure. Jets at seven. Yep. Saints at nine. I know the Saints going to roll it back with Derek Carr. They said that the other day when you were out. But that doesn't preclude them from maybe taking a quarterback. So to your point about Jackson Dart, we know the Jaguars aren't taking one. We know the Patriots aren't taking one. They've got their guys. So at 4 and 5, where they both reside, that is prime territory to jump into and trade to get either... You know, I think maybe before this conversation, maybe a Cam, maybe a Shador, and to your most latest point, and I think it's a fair one, you know, there's only so many options here, and the more quarterbacks off the board, the more Jackson Dart gets elevated.
Right.
So I went from thinking, second round, I like the kid. I like him better than Shador Sanders.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you...
I personally do.
And if you think that... You're not alone. Like, I'm sure that there are teams who also 100%. Say... 100%. Yeah, so that's my point. Like, some teams may trade up to get that top spot or second spot, third spot, whatever, and say, we're taking Dart, not Sanders, and he starts to fall a little bit. Like, stuff like that happens all the time in the NFL draft.
Let's examine this, though, too, because if I'm a Giants fan and I'm hearing this right now, my first reaction is... And you already know the answer by now. You either love Cam or you don't. So that's basic stuff, right? So we don't really need to, even though, not saying we won't take calls on it, but I think the more interesting question, myself, is if you're a believer, if you're not, you hate it. If you believe in him, do you believe that it's justifiable enough for the Giants, where they are with their roster, to give up the kind of draft capital it's going to take to go two slots for a player that is not a home run?
Well, what is it? I don't know. Can you look up?
It's going to be multiple ones, dude.
I'm not.
You're giving up three this year. That's a given.
Okay. And then that's fine.
You're giving up a one next year. And maybe like a two or three. I mean, you're going to have to give
up. Isn't there a scale for that?
There is.
Okay.
There is.
See if you could find, Hop, while we talk here, if you could find the scale of what it would cost to move from spot three to spot one. Because there is a science to this. You're going to look that up too, BT?
I'm looking for something. Yeah.
Yeah, if we could see what it would cost exactly. It's out there. I'm sure many people have it. We just don't have it in front of us right now. So we'll see if we can look that up. But to move from number three to number one, I can't imagine. Now, it's a big jump. Getting number one is a big jump. But it's not like you're coming from 17 to get to the top five. You're going from three to one. Is it going to cost an additional one? Is it going to cost two twos and a three? And there were certain ways you could add the proper value, right? Like, let's say they say, okay, well, we're not going to give you a number one next year, but we'll give you two twos in the coming years and a one down the road. I mean, I'm not sure the exact math
me
on
neither.
It.
That's one thing that and nothing really came up. Maybe I don't want to get too lost while I'm on the air here. Maybe Hoff can come up with it. But that's like the one thing that I mean, there's a lot of things about the draft thing that's still confusing, but I don't really know the exact mathematical equation. Hoff, you got something for us?
All right, so it's a point system. I don't know what the
hell. I know it's a point system.
It's ridiculous, but it's 800 points.
Okay.
For one pick, 800 points would be the 21st pick in the first round.
What? What do you mean?
But they're not moving one pick. They're moving two. They're going from 3 to 1.
I'm telling you, to 3 to 1 would be worth 800 points. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
So that value is
21st round, is a 21st pick in the first round.
21st, okay. Yeah.
And then what about second round? Do you have the value on that? How many points?
The 33rd pick overall is 580. They're the 35th, so they have 550.
So they need to get to 800 to move from 3 to 1. That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
That seems a little light, doesn't it?
It does.
Because you could get there with multiple twos. Now, still, multiple twos is not... You know, it's not nothing. That's a big, it's a big deal. Think about this. If you're the Titans, you don't want Cam Ward anyway. You're going to trade down two spots and get two second round picks.
But why don't they want him? Shouldn't that scare? Yeah. Not that the Titans are the model franchise, but we had Dimitroff a month and a half or so ago, and he was interviewing for that job, and he told us that he would have traded out of one. Right. I don't think he's alone.
Yeah, but other teams trade up for quarterbacks that they think are going.
You got to go what you got. That's true. I mean, if one team's thinking one thing and you're counter to that, doesn't mean that you're going to be wrong. You got to trust your gut.
Here's where I'm with you, and I think this is the biggest issue, and it's what I tried to talk about yesterday. The Giants are desperate. They have put themselves in a spot where now they are against the wall. There's no more kicking the can down the road. There's no more punting or waiting till next year. Mm-hmm. They didn't do it last year when they had an opportunity, a golden opportunity, in a quarterback-rich draft. They passed on many guys that they could have had. Now they have to. Stafford's not available. There aren't any good trade options or free agent options. They need a quarterback, and they need one now. the best option of all of that is to trade up from 3 to number 1 to go get Cam Ward. I'm assuming they like him to a certain extent.
Yeah, he's still a little unpolished. I love his future. How early is this kid getting on the field? And will it be early enough to save their asses?
And by the way, you have to trust that Dable is going to maximize.
And I do. I'd like to see Dable. I'd like to see that answered before Dable ever gets sent packing. Like I would feel a little unfulfilled as a football fan, New York football fan. All right, you had Dable, and we know what he did up in Buffalo, blah, 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 Jones, the 1 year, 2022. But they never got him a young kid that he liked, that he thought that he could mold. I want to see that.
Right.
I have to see that.
Me too, which is why I've been kicking and screaming and yelling for them to actually draft a damn quarterback. Specifically last year when you knew definitively Daniel Jones wasn't it. We right now could be in going into year two with a quarterback who already showed signs a year ago, like those others that we just named before. But we're not. Let's not go back in history. So now you have to start over. And they're close enough with the third pick to where maybe they can make it a realistic thing here.
They could. They could. You even heard some noise about the Jets going from 7. That never made sense to me. Because it's just that's too much. That's way too much to give up.
But they're, in my opinion, the Giants are desperate.
They can do it.
They need one.
Yeah.
And of all the options there, we know the options. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless one shakes loose
we know the options.
Okay. So of all of them, they tried as best they could to get the best one in Stafford. Didn't work. On a plan B. The next best one, clearly, by the consensus, even if teams don't love them,
mm-hmm.
it's Cam Ward, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So they're doing all they can to get him. Did you say something there, Hoff?
I did.
What?
We heard earlier that Alan Lazard is going to be able to look for a trade. Devontae Adams is now released by the Jets officially.
They couldn't find a trade for him. God.
Well, I mean,
they were trying. They were kicking the tires on maybe a fifth or a sixth round, like just to get something
back.
But
how are they going to do that when teams know, like, yeah, okay, we know this game. You're going
to
try to. Like, you're going to release him anyway.
It was a reach, but I was hoping maybe they could squeeze something out. But just remember reading something the other day.
Now, what's the cap hit on that?
I think they saved $30 million. Yes. Hoff, you have that number?
30 mil.
30. Here we go.
They saved
Let's spend it, boys. Let's go.
Yeah,
load them up.
Who made that idiotic trade a year ago?
And they gave up, a third rounder? Was it a third rounder? So let me ask you this now.
Good God. The more I think about it, they should be hiring me to run these front office. BT and Sal, let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll come on.
We'll win, man. And if not, our press conferences will be entertaining. I think that if this happens with the Giants, who do you think should Rodgers still be in play at all?
I would not, which is why I don't think I would go what you were saying before, a lesser
Jimmy G.
Whatever.
Even maybe a Kirk Cousins.
If the Falcons cut him, I don't know if they're going to do that. But yeah, whatever the cheapest, decent starting quarterback would be.
Yeah.
And maybe that's Russell Wilson. I don't know. But it's got to be somebody that's willing to come here and understand that you're going to have the keys turned over to Cam Ward at some point this year.
I probably agree with you, but. And I don't know if you move up to one.
What if it's just Drew Lock? Keep him. Like, what's the difference?
I don't think he's on the the 1 year, $5 million. He's not on the contract. They'd have to resign him, though.
Oh, I forgot about that then. That's my fault.
I think outside of DeVito for Peanuts, they don't have anybody on the roster.
So
there's
they're
a quarterback.
Okay, so then why not bring back Drew Lock or somebody
could. Yeah. I mean, maybe Drew Lock's like, I'm done with you. Who knows? But if they deem Ward as a tantalizing project, now, I don't know if they might say he's a plug-and-play kid. Just with a good camp, get him in the building, get him up to speed. He could play week one, take some lumps, and he'll be ready to go midseason. They might think that, and they might be right. Or they might say, man, we got to get our hooks in him. He's not ready, and he probably won't be ready at all this year. If that's the case, then I could still see going after Rodgers, if that's their belief. But if they're trying to save their jobs, they're probably not taking that kind of a flyer on somebody that they view as more of a project.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens
here, man. Wow.
It is fun to talk about.
All right.
BT and Sal back on the fan on this Tuesday afternoon. Off the Jordan Renan report that the Giants are likely to trade up for that top pick and saying that if they were to do that, that Cam Ward would be the guy. Let's hear from the calls, BT. We've given our thoughts on it. Let's hear from the listeners. 888-808-1019. I think it's a good thing for the Giants here. I know maybe you're not as sold on Cam Ward, but of all the options, this to me is the best. I'm not sold on Cam Ward either. I just think out of all the options, this is the one that would excite me the most.
I love Cam Ward, but I don't think he's ready yet. But listen, if this comes to fruition, I love the Giants' aggressiveness. Yeah. Sometimes to just get out of this hellhole they've been in, it requires one bold move. And if they're right, great. If they're wrong, everybody's gone.
See ya. Mike is in Beachwood. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. My point is, I think the Giants should stay pat at three, pick up, get Aaron Rodgers, and get Jackson Dart. He's a prototypical Giants.
Why?
That's his style. That's the way the Giants work.
What do you mean? What's a prototypical Giant? Explain it.
Well, I mean, look at all the past Giants. Look at all the past quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Eli Manning.
Not that many of them.
Well,
I'm legit curious why you say that, or what makes you say that? Because I've seen a big difference from Eli Manning to Daniel Jones to Tyrod Taylor to Kurt Warner. Like, there's difference in a lot of those guys. So I don't know what you mean.
Kerry Collins, but
yeah, exactly. Or Phil Sims. What's a prototypical Giant? I don't understand that.
Well, I think that's his style. That's a Giant style.
Yeah, you're not answering.
Thanks for the call, I got you.
Yeah, I know. Like, if the Giants had employed maybe three quarterbacks over the last 15 years that were real combo run-pass threats. Right. Like, oh, hey, this is what the Giants look for. Somebody who can make you miss with his wheels or certain size or a certain style. If anything, I just think the Giants generally more times than not have bad quarterbacks. That seems to be the Giants' style.
I mean, to me, the Giants, if you go back the last 20 years, Eli Manning has been the guy. And we know what Eli was. He was a pocket passer who wasn't very good in the regular season as far as putting up big numbers, but he was as money as it comes in the postseason and as durable as there is and a great leader and all that stuff. But, I mean, Daniel Jones wasn't that at all. He was a totally different quarterback.
So different.
I don't think you should have a specific style. I just didn't understand what he meant by that. I was being serious when I'm asking him to explain what he meant. Now, what is Jackson Dart as a quarterback? I mean, you could read a scouting report. I haven't watched a ton of him, especially now that his name is being brought up, so I guess pay a little more attention to him. Let me see. Showcase the... threw for 4,000 yards, 29 touchdowns. I mean, he could run a little bit, and more so throwing the football. Is that what you're saying?
He had
495 yards on the ground. Is he more of a pocket passer?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, actually, I do want to check his 40 time, just out of curiosity. The kid from Syracuse.
485, I got it.
485. All right, yeah. Remember the kid, I brought this up the other day, the kid from Syracuse, McCord, is basically a 5 flat. And Eli was right around the neighborhood of 5. Jackson Dart's about 485?
Yes.
Yeah, he's more of a pocket passer. I mean, that's a number where I would imagine if you look at Jalen Hurts and some of these other younger quarterbacks who can move, they're probably more, 4.6s, 4.5, high 4.5s. 4.85 is a guy who's looking to throw the ball.
Yeah, okay, well, then maybe that's what he meant.
I think that's what he meant. That's
okay,
what I'm getting
at. Okay, well, that's why I try to understand what he was saying.
That's what he meant.
Pocket passer. See, now, I would go opposite.
Yeah,
that.
Well,
me
personally. That's the league now.
Oh, well, yeah, that's exactly right.
I know.
That's the league now. Plus, the Giants haven't had that. Now, they had Daniel Jones who could run. Still not the dual threat that I'm talking about. The potential. Now, you're not going to be chasing the next Jaden Daniels. There aren't those guys there. I like Cam Ward. I know he's a little bit
definitely
of
a better athlete than Shador.
Faster.
Faster than Dart.
4.87 40 for Ward.
No, but
as
if
well.
You look at his, yeah. he definitely is. I didn't even know it was 4.87. I thought it was a little bit lower. Now
I'm just looking at this one side here. NFL draft.
I saw something lower than that. And by the way, you're getting an interesting compilation. Some of these numbers, are they official combine stuff?
I don't know.
Are they school generated?
These sites are incredible, though, dude. You pull up,
they have everything.
One name, they got the rankings of everybody. This is NFLDraftBuzz.com that I'm on right now.
That's a good website.
Position ranking. It's got the measurables. It's got all his.
I know.
Release speed.
I know.
Like Jesus. I mean, come on. What am I going to do with all this? Just give me the bio, for goodness sake. Come on, Paul.
I have Milk Hyper send you a hard copy.
Yeah, exactly. Paul's in Seymour, Connecticut. What's up, Paul?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
I think that the Giants aren't that high on them two guys, and Eli Manning says this kid looks pretty good, Dart, and I would think he's speaking with the owners of the Giants a little bit, too. I think they still talk a little, and maybe they could take Carter first, and hopefully Dart will be there end of the first round or early second. I think that's what they like.
Yeah, but this is completely counter to what we've been discussing for the last 15 minutes based on this Jordan Renan report that the Giants are ready to move up from 3 to 1 and they're going to take Cam Ward.
I love how, now look, it doesn't mean that the report is going to be right, but I love how fans just ignore reports. Same way with Andy Martino. Oh, no, no, you don't like what the report is, so you're going to just shoot down the reporter. Now, doesn't mean I don't know Renan. I know him a little bit, but I'm trusting his reporting. I think he's been a very solid reporter.
Yep, me too.
All he said was that it's likely, in his opinion and reporting, it is likely the Giants are going to trade up to number one, and if they do, they would be selecting Cam Ward, which would go against everything that last caller just said. So, I don't know if Renan's report is going to come to fruition, but I would trust that there's some intel somewhere that is letting him say that he feels good about putting that out there, that it's likely they're going to trade up to number one, and if they did, it would be Cam Ward, not Jackson Dart.
All right, let me give you three possible scenarios, and you tell me which one you think makes the most sense, one of which we already know. So, the Giants going from 3-1 to take Cam Ward, because they wouldn't go from 3-1 to take Shador. So that they wouldn't move up to take Shador. I strongly believe, I could be wrong. I don't think there's any chance they would do that. I do think this has real legs. 3-1 to get Cam. Stay at 3, miss out on Cam, because Cam, I think, would be gone by that point. Draft Sanders at 3, or drop back and take Jackson Dart at 10, 12.
Yeah, I would think,
honestly, to me, Dart dropping back is close enough to Cam?
Maybe. Here's the caveat to that. I'm with you in that you get the feel now where I thought definitively a couple of months ago or a couple of weeks ago, whatever, a month ago, that it was going to be Shador Sanders.
Felt that way.
Thinking that Cam Ward was going to be off the board. Giants weren't going to do what it took to trade up for him, but maybe they could either get Sanders at 2 or have him fall to you at 3. I just thought the math was easier there.
Uh-huh.
Now, again, reports are saying that it was a smokescreen, their interest in Sanders. Maybe this is the smokescreen. I don't know. We don't know. But you have to use some common sense here in what's most likely. I do feel like now they like Ward better than Sanders. And it's, for whatever reason, it feels like teams are cooling on Sanders and getting hotter on Dart. Where does Dart go? I don't know. But here would be the caveat, BT. If the Giants trade back, how do you know you're getting Dart there? What if...
That's the problem. You'd have to read the board perfectly. You'd have to be well connected enough where you can call teams. But now, I don't know if Joe Shane has this. If you're a longtime executive, can you call 3, 4, 5 teams that might be looking at a quarterback that you know somebody in that building and say, hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing, I've known you for 20 years. And this happens, by the way. I've known you for 20 years. And you don't have to say that for 20. Hey, are you guys thinking about taking a quarterback here? Just give me some intel. And they will be honest. Like, no. But I just got a call from so-and-so.
Right.
They're kicking the tires on moving up, which, like, that's what happened. It's a game, but it's not a fun game if you're continuously wrong. And too often, the Giants and the Jets have been wrong.
Well,
and hopefully, if they do this, they're right.
Okay, so let me ask you. You're Joe Shane. You're going to roll the dice and trade out when you need a quarterback? You're going to trade down and try to thread that needle?
Trade down to where? Because that matters.
Whatever, but you're trading down.
But it can't be whatever. It matters. If you tell me trade down to 20, no.
No, okay.
Let's say 10?
Let's say you wouldn't trade down any further than 6 because
the Raiders?
Yes.
I don't know if the Raiders would take Jackson Dart at 6.
Me neither, but you're going to roll that dice.
And but also, you might know the answer to that. That's the thing. You really might know the answer.
But here's what you wouldn't know the answer to. What if, let's just say, the Giants traded down to... I don't know, 7 with the Jets. Like, pick a team, whatever. The Jets happen to be
Saints
in that.
Saints at 9, Jets 7. Okay.
And hoping to get Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to prevent a team from leapfrogging them?
Nobody.
Okay.
No, that, it's
somebody's going to trade with the Panthers then.
Because they're suddenly happy with Bryce Young because he played pretty well the last month or two.
Panthers. I hear you. Panthers trade down. They get a boatload, whatever. They're happy. And then somebody steals Jackson Dart. Like, my point is that's a game of risk that the Giants can't play because they need somebody. If they love Jackson Dart, you sit at 3 and you take Jackson Dart, regardless of what you think, where he's going to go on the board. That would prevent, then the only way you get screwed is if somebody leapfrogs you at 2 and takes him, which is, I would think, highly unlikely.
And you would probably also get a call to be able to sweeten the trade pot to prevent somebody like you. If somebody was going to move with the Browns and the Giants were staying at 3 hoping to get Dart, and say the Raiders were flying from 6 to 2 with the Browns to take Dart, I mean, the Browns are idiots, so maybe they don't do this, but don't you think common sense would prevail and the Browns would say,
hey, Joe.
Hey, listen, yeah, Joe, they're giving me this. You want to sweeten the pot a little bit? I know you guys are chasing the same guy. So there's a reason why these GMs get recycled. I mean, this is so hard to read. The better connected you are, that's why when I always say, now the Giants are much more connected than the Jets, going back with Maritish, et cetera. But when I say the Jets have, like, Woody is not connected, this is kind of what I mean. And this is where the connections, then the juice that and the relationships that you have in other buildings, you will get an honest answer. Dude, are you guys moving up? Are you taking a quarterback here? You know I need one. My job's on the line. Here's who I like. Well, somebody that you really trust and know, you'll get the answer.
Well, maybe Muji and Glenn can start to be like that for the Jets and the relationships that you build over time with other organizations. Same thing with Shane and Dable. Come back, more of your calls, 888-808-109, talking Giants and the likelihood, possibly the report of them trading up to get the number one pick and take Cam Ward.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. And actually, BT, it's really a story of the day, and it involves Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. I came home, I think I told you a little bit about this off the air. I don't think I mentioned this on the air. Last week, when we got home from Disney after a long day, Long Island, dropped Sammy off my mom's, come back home, getting ready for eye surgery the next day, smell a gas leak.
Yeah, you did tell me. Yeah, but go ahead.
Now, I'm usually pretty good with this stuff. My wife's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. It was outdoors, mm-hmm. but we smelled a gas leak.
Okay.
Immediately, I called the gas company. Guy comes, he's like, I don't know.
It'll be $500 for nothing.
Yeah,
No.
Usually the gas company, again, I don't really know how this stuff works, but yeah. I look up the numbers. What do you do? Here's the gas company. Okay, call emergency if you have a leak. I call him. He comes with this little thing to try to detect.
Oh, yeah. Look the radon and all the other stuff. Like, for sure.
He's like, I smell something, but the radon thing's not detecting anything. Comes inside, checking inside, mm-hmm. back outside. He's like, yeah, I don't know. It's been a long day. This is like 10:30.
Been a long day?
Yeah. This is 10:30 at night. And he's like, oh, he couldn't have called tomorrow, you know, whatever, long shift. And I'm like,
is that what he said?
I know he's like half joking, but there's not a joking matter. It's a gas leak.
Wow.
So he's like, don't worry about it. Nothing leaking. Go to bed with your wife. Good to go. Blah, 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 blah. Wake up the next morning. Still smell it outside. I have to go to surgery. Huh. But I'm calling to make sure. The guy did say, I'll email my boss in the morning. He'll get back to you.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Long story short, they come. They detect the gas leak the next day. So A, they already screwed up by not detecting the problem.
So the first guy was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next people come and they say it's in the pool line. So I call back and I'm like, okay, well now somebody's gonna repair it. You can't just shut the gas off. Mm-hmm. I come home from the eye surgery with a patch on, looking at a note on my door saying your gas has been shut off because of the leak detected in the pool thing. So I call back, okay, well somebody's gotta come fix this. We need gas. Like
yeah.
Need the heat, need to be able to have hot water, whatever. Oh, well, that's not our problem. If it's from the meter to the street, that's our issue. But the pool line is yours. You have to call plumber. So what do? I call Mike, my guy at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Done.
Not only done, comes and says, those guys were wrong. His guys, he sent his guys.
Mm-hmm.
They get there the next, he's like, look, man, I'll be able to help you out. Get those guys there the next morning. They show up 7 a.m. sharp, just like they said they were going to do. Guys, look at it, assess it, bang the whole thing out, say, hey, there was a leak. It's not in the gas line. It is by the meter. It should have been the gas company's responsibility.
Oh, they flipped it. They had it completely wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, the gas company. And I can't change Yikes. Gas companies because where you live.
I know.
You're subject to the one gas company.
Did they charge you? The gas company? For anything?
No.
Like a trip out?
Other than the absurd bill. No, they didn't. And then I'm like, maybe this is why my bill has gone up. They're like, oh, no, it's gone up 30%, I guess. I don't know if you've had that, too.
You were saying that.
Reiko was talking about the gas bills.
Not quite 30%. Like,
what are we talking about for the gas bill? Good God. Anyway, the gas company screwed it up every which way. Thank God for my friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. I love them. They couldn't be more helpful, and they're professional. They know what they're doing. They've checked out the HVAC system last summer when I first moved in, so they were great. And in this case, a lifesaver, whereas the gas company has no idea what they're doing.
I feel like you have people on speed dial that just come and bail you out.
This was one.
I feel like you have more of the. I think I have. Oh, I don't want to jinx myself, but you know, like you. encounter this stuff a lot.
I hate it to even bother him, but I tried not to.
With something like that.
Yeah, I tried not to. I tried to do it, go through the gas people who should have fixed it.
Yeah.
They couldn't even detect a leak. Then they do detect a leak, and they had it wrong.
That's egregious.
And it's dangerous, dude. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, I don't want to make it quite this dire, but like that's a thought, and you know, they have to do the autopsies, but there's a thought. It would have been carbon monoxide, but that's how maybe Gene Hackman and his wife passed away.
Where are we at with that? Any updates?
No update. There was a slight update on the dog, but I was actually in the middle of something, not to sound insensitive, because I do want to follow up on that story. You know, he was 95 and he lived a great life, but it's just odd where she was found with pills in different rooms and the dog, whatever. But that's carbon monoxide, which is scentless. Gas is not, so it's not quite the same, but... You know, there's just certain things we don't know.
Right.
We are leaning on your expertise to help us.
That's what I tell the guy.
And you don't have to be God, but when you get it completely ass backwards, that's like an egregious.
I told him flat out when I was on the phone, like livid at them after the fact. I'm like, look, in my profession, I can make mistakes. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I thought this team was going to make this move. And that move.
Daniel Jones is going to.
Yeah, right. I thought Daniel Jones was going to be good. He wasn't, whatever it may be. You guys, you can't miss. You're talking about a gas leak. You miss. Everybody's screwed here. This can't happen.
What'd he say?
Well, honestly, I mean, were they at least apologetic? Yeah, they were trying to defend a little bit. It's just the point is it shouldn't happen, and to that level of aggravation.
Yeah.
Like, this is a big deal, a gas leak. I'm smelling it,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm telling the guy, I'm like, well, you're the expert. You've got the machines. If you're saying there's no leak, I'm going to take you at your word.
I have to believe you.
Yeah, I have no choice. And now what I'd want to do is go get a different company, obviously, because how could you trust them?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't because of where you live. It's like everything else, too. And I really do want to find out what happened with Gene Hackman. You have a thought on what happened?
With the pills, with his wife.
Yep.
You know, there's just a lot of pills that were found, but I'll let them go through the autopsy. I mean, I have some suspicions.
Sounds like he was dead for a while.
Yeah.
And then maybe.
Yeah, I think that he was obviously in a different room. And I don't know that his body was decomposed, but apparently they were off the grid for a little bit. What's up, Hoff?
You're going to end on this note?
No, I don't.
I was going to say there's the conspiracy theory out there.
Which is?
That he passed away.
Yeah.
She was trying to get him the pill. She slipped, fell, hit her head. She passed away. And then.
But they said
I've heard that too.
The dog was in the crate. Which is why the dog couldn't come out of the.
Oh, jeez. What a horrible story. I can't end on that. Hey, maybe the Giants are going to trade off. Let's go, Knicks. Go, Knicks is right. We'll talk more Knicks tomorrow. That does it for us. Thanks to Alex's arm. Thanks to Hop, as always. Good line, BT. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be back again tomorrow on a more positive note.
Yes.
10 a.m. More on the Giants, Mets, Yanks, certainly the Knicks.